does cause a little bit of orgy-borgy this time of the year in terms of Christmas decorations.
Yeah. You know, in the shops, they started getting all this in months and months and months ago. Like, months. But then, you know, people are putting them up in their house early and, like, who cares?
I don't.
No. Like, if you want to do it because you love Christmas and love, you know, puts a smile on your face, just do it.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me, but a family from Florida, America, the Moffa family.
The Moffa.
This year, they decided to employ decorators to install their lights.
Oh, okay, that's a good move industry. If you've got money, yeah, because it's a lot of hard work. And heads to the people that spend hours, days, months putting lights up, good on you.
I wonder, though, because often a lot of the things industry-wise happen before we get it. Like, is there an industry now? Is there businesses that put up lights for people? That might just be an opportunity.
Ooh.
If they're doing this in America, perhaps people in Australia could start a business doing that.
There could be older people now that love their lights in their houses, but they can't do it anymore.
And
get
they're
up
willing
on the roof
to put up the coin to do it, because this service in America is being used so often that they had to snap up an early slot to get the lights put up.
Okay, yeah.
Because it was all booked out otherwise. So they had the lights put up because they had no other choice with the business that they wanted to use to put up the lights.
Yep.
November 6th.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit early.
Well, it is a little bit early, according to the family's local housing association.
Uh-oh.
Who threatened to fine the family $1,000 for putting the decorations up prematurely. Apparently, the rule is, in America, Thanksgiving Day
is when you're supposed to put
the earliest such festive lights were allowed to be put up. I was going to say, who's policing that? Well, it's the family's local housing association.
Yeah, but have they got the power to fine you $1,000?
Seems they do. The family was subsequently threatened a fine of $100 a day, rising up to $1,000 in total if the lights weren't adjusted to comply with rules and regulations. You'd think groups like associations.
I'd tell that commission to stuff off. Like, that's, yeah. I just say,
did you just say stuff off?
I did. Just stuff off.
So would you do that in person or in an email?
Actually, email them and be game in person.